What if you could control objects with your thoughts, create perfect bodies with extended lifespans, transform matter at will, and harness the limitless energy of stars? According to renowned physicist Michio Kaku, these aren't fantasy. They're technologies we'll possess by 2100. In Physics of the Future, Kaku provides an insider's view of tomorrow's world based on interviews with over 300 leading scientists actively creating the technologies that will reshape civilization. Unlike speculative futurism, Kaku examines prototypes already functioning in laboratories worldwide, following the tradition of Jules Verne, whose remarkably accurate predictions about Paris in 1960 and the moon landing came from consulting scientists of his time. This approach has made Kaku's book a cultural phenomenon, praised by tech leaders like Elon Musk and referenced in university curricula worldwide. As we stand at the threshold of humanity's greatest transition, the birth of a planetary civilization, Kaku's roadmap helps us navigate the birth pangs of this new world already appearing in headlines around us. The computer's destiny is to disappear, becoming invisible yet omnipresent. This transformation follows a predictable pattern: room-sized vacuum tube machines, 1950s, transistor mainframes, 1960s, integrated circuit mini-computers, 1970s, personal computers with chips, 1980s, internet-connected computers, 1990s, and now ubiquitous computing with chips dispersed everywhere, 2000s. Mark Weiser at Xerox PARC predicted this revolution 20 years ago, coining ubiquitous computing to describe chips becoming so cheap they'd scatter throughout our environment, in clothing, furniture, walls, even our bodies, all connected to silently fulfill our desires. This vision, powered by Moore's Law, computer power doubles every 18 months, has revolutionized the world economy. Today's birthday card chips have more computing power than all Allied forces in 1945, and your cell phone exceeds NASA's 1969 moon landing capability. Soon, we'll access the internet not through computers or phones, but through glasses and contact lenses. When we blink, we'll go online. These devices will project images directly onto our retinas or display them on lens screens. University of Washington researchers have developed virtual retinal displays using laser light shone directly onto the retina, creating brilliant, lifelike images. Babak Parviz's internet contact lenses with embedded chips and displays will eventually let us download movies, websites, and information directly into our eyes. Pattern recognition software will identify objects and faces, displaying people's names and biographies as we speak to them. Students taking exams will silently access information, forcing educators to emphasize thinking over memorization. Tiny cameras in the frames will broadcast our experiences worldwide, allowing parents to monitor children, lovers to share experiences, and bosses to remotely inspect facilities. By mid-century, we'll live in a blend of real and virtual worlds through augmented reality. Professor Susumu Tachi of Keio University demonstrates this with technology that can make objects seemingly disappear or reveal invisible things through special goggles. This technology will eliminate blind spots for pilots and drivers by providing 360-degree vision through vehicles. Astronauts making repairs will see through walls, construction workers will visualize hidden pipes and wires, and prospectors will detect underground resources. By century's end, we'll control computers directly with our thoughts. The foundation was laid in 1998 when scientists at Emory University and University of Tübingen implanted an electrode in a stroke victim's brain, allowing him to control a computer cursor through thought alone. John Donahue at Brown University has advanced this technology with BrainGate, a 4-millimeter chip placed on stroke victims' brains that connects to computers. Initially, patients have no cursor control, but through biofeedback, they learn to position it anywhere on screen. After practice, they can read and write emails and play video games. One quadriplegic patient mastered cursor movement in just one day and now controls television, reads email, and navigates a motorized wheelchair. For completely paralyzed people whose brains remain active, this technology transforms lives, one day trapped in their bodies, the next day communicating with the world. Scientists have discovered ways to read thoughts without implanting electrodes in the brain. Since 1875, we've known the brain operates on electrical signals that can be measured with electrodes placed around the head. These EEG readings can detect brain states and moods, and with practice, subjects can learn to control cursors by thought alone. More advanced is the fMRI scan, which creates detailed 3D images of brain activity by tracking oxygenated blood flow. Researchers at UC Berkeley have made remarkable progress matching fMRI patterns to specific objects people view, achieving 90% accuracy when identifying which of 120 images a subject was seeing. The ability to read thoughts raises serious ethical concerns. Nobel laureate David Baltimore worries about the implications for privacy in courtship, business negotiations, and everyday life. While most thoughts aren't well-defined enough for perfect mind reading, fMRI technology is already being used as lie detectors by commercial companies claiming 90% accuracy. The ultimate goal of brain-computer interfaces is telekinesis, moving objects by thought alone. By 2100, we'll be able to mentally control computers that manipulate the world around us, moving furniture, making repairs, and operating machinery requiring more than two hands. Headlines warn of machines outsmarting humans, but reality requires perspective. The Predator drone that targets terrorists is controlled by humans with joysticks. Self-driving cars follow pre-programmed GPS maps. Working AI scientists were far more cautious than media reports suggested, with predictions for human-level machine intelligence ranging from 20 to 1,000 years. We must distinguish between two robot types: remote-controlled or pre-programmed robots that already exist but are useless without human input, versus truly autonomous robots that can think independently, which have eluded scientists for half a century. Honda's Asimo robot appears remarkably human, walking, running, climbing stairs, and responding to commands. Yet despite its lifelike appearance, Asimo's capabilities are largely illusion. When I interacted with it on camera, every motion was carefully scripted, requiring 3 hours to film a 5-minute scene with handlers constantly reprogramming between takes. One of Asimo's inventors candidly admitted the robot has the intelligence of an insect. AI history reveals a clear pattern. Every 30 years, researchers promise super-intelligent robots are imminent, followed by crushing reality checks and funding winters. The fundamental error in AI research was assuming the brain resembles a digital computer. In reality, the brain has no Pentium chip, Windows operating system, CPU, or programming. It's a learning machine that constantly rewires itself. Two fundamental challenges have stymied robot development for 50 years: pattern recognition and common sense. Robots see better than humans, but don't understand what they're seeing. When entering a room, a robot processes images as dots, lines, and shapes, laboriously matching them against stored memory, taking hours for what humans do instantly. More critically, robots lack common sense. Simple truths obvious to children, that strings pull but don't push, that animals can't speak English, that spinning causes dizziness, remain incomprehensible to machines. These aren't logical rules, but experiential knowledge. Medicine has evolved through three major stages. First, tens of thousands of years dominated by superstition and witchcraft, with life expectancy around 18-20 years. Second, beginning in the 19th century with germ theory and better sanitation, raising life expectancy to 49 years by 1900 and eventually 70-plus years through antibiotics and vaccines. Third, molecular medicine, reducing medicine to atoms, molecules, and genes. This transformation began when physicist Erwin Schrödinger speculated that life was based on a molecular code, leading to Watson and Crick's 1953 discovery of DNA's double helix structure. The Human Genome Project's completion in 2003 marked a milestone, allowing everyone to eventually have their personal genome on a CD-ROM, their owner's manual. Future doctor visits will be transformed by technology. Your bathroom will contain more sensors than today's hospitals, detecting cancer cells years before tumors form. If cancer is found, nanoparticles will deliver drugs directly to cancer cells, making current chemotherapy seem as primitive as leeches. When organs fail, we'll simply grow replacements. Tissue engineering is creating a human body shop. Scientists can already grow skin, blood, vessels, heart valves, cartilage, bone, and simple organs like bladders, 2007, and windpipes, 2009. Anthony Atala's Wake Forest Laboratory houses bottles containing living human organs, blood vessels, bladders, and constantly moving heart valves. Within 5 years, they may grow human livers, potentially saving thousands of lives. Stem cells represent the next frontier beyond growing organs and molds. These mother-of-all cells can transform into any cell type in the body. While every cell contains our complete genetic code, mature cells have many genes deactivated. Embryonic stem cells retain the ability to become any cell type, though they're controversial since embryos must be sacrificed to obtain them. Researchers like Robert Lanza have developed techniques to convert adult cells back into embryonic-like stem cells. By mid-century, we'll move beyond fixing broken genes to enhancing them, fulfilling humanity's ancient desire for superhuman abilities. E.O. Wilson observes that humans are about to decommission natural selection. Scientists have already isolated genes that enhance basic functions, like the smart mouse gene, NR2B, that increases memory by regulating neurotransmitters at brain synapses. Throughout history, immortality has been humanity's most elusive quest. From God banishing Adam and Eve before they could eat from the Tree of Life, to Gilgamesh's epic journey, to Emperor Qin's fleet seeking the Fountain of Youth. Ancient Egyptian pharaohs built elaborate tombs and underwent mummification in pursuit of eternal life, while Chinese alchemists sought immortality elixirs made from jade and mercury. Recently, gerontology has transformed from a backwater field into one of science's hottest areas as researchers unravel aging secrets through groundbreaking molecular and genetic research. Scientists now define aging as the accumulation of errors at genetic and cellular levels, a manifestation of the second law of thermodynamics where entropy, chaos, always increases. These errors manifest as DNA mutations, protein misfolding, cellular damage, and tissue deterioration. However, a crucial loophole exists. Entropy can decrease in one place if it increases elsewhere. Living organisms exploit this loophole by consuming energy to maintain order within their bodies, though this process becomes less efficient with age. Caloric restriction, reducing calories by 30% or more, increases lifespan by approximately 30% in every organism studied, from yeast to primates. Animals on restricted diets show fewer tumors, less heart disease, diabetes, and age-related diseases. Studies with rhesus monkeys demonstrated improved cardiovascular health, better insulin sensitivity, and reduced cancer risk. This is the only guaranteed life extension mechanism tested across nearly the entire animal kingdom, though its practical application in humans remains challenging. Caloric restriction, reducing calories by 30% or more, increases lifespan by approximately 30% in every organism studied, from yeast to primates. Animals on restricted diets show fewer tumors, less heart disease, diabetes, and age-related diseases. Studies with rhesus monkeys demonstrated improved cardiovascular health, better insulin sensitivity, and reduced cancer risk. This is the only guaranteed life extension mechanism tested across nearly the entire animal kingdom, though its practical application in humans remains challenging. MIT researcher Leonard Guarente discovered the SIR2 gene with human counterparts called CRIT genes that detects cellular energy reserves and activates during famine. These genes regulate critical cellular processes, including DNA repair, stress response, and metabolism. Researchers identified resveratrol as a chemical that activates these longevity-promoting sirtuins, found naturally in grape skins, berries, and peanuts. Resveratrol may explain the French paradox, why the French maintain normal lifespans despite fatty diets, possibly due to their red wine consumption, though clinical trials show mixed results. Telomeres function as a biological clock at chromosome ends, shortening with each cell reproduction cycle. These protective DNA sequences prevent chromosome degradation but gradually wear down, like the plastic tips of shoelaces fraying with use. After approximately 60 divisions for skin cells, telomeres unravel, causing cells to enter senescence, a state of permanent growth arrest. This Hayflick limit, named after Leonard Hayflick, who discovered it in 1961, caps the life cycle of normal cells. Cancer cells circumvent this limit by producing telomerase, an enzyme preventing telomere shortening, effectively achieving cellular immortality. By 2050, advances in regenerative medicine, including stem cells, gene therapy, and the human body shop, might extend human lifespan to 150 years through tissue replacement and genetic optimization. Scientists are developing techniques to reprogram aging cells, repair damaged DNA, and enhance cellular maintenance systems. By 2100, accelerated cell repair mechanisms might reverse aging entirely through nanobots that repair cellular damage, artificial chromosomes that correct genetic errors, and synthetic organs grown from a patient's own cells. Companies like Calico, funded by Google, and Unity Biotechnology are investing billions in aging research, bringing us closer to this ambitious goal. Nanotechnology represents humanity's ultimate tool, the ability to manipulate individual atoms at the nanoscale, 1/1,000,000th of a meter. This revolutionary field could trigger a second industrial revolution through molecular manufacturing, creating super strong, super light materials with extraordinary properties. The U.S. government has invested billions in research through the National Nanotechnology Initiative, recognizing its potential to transform medicine, industry, computing, and environmental remediation. Countries like China, Japan, and Germany have launched similar initiatives, creating a global race for nano supremacy. Richard Feynman's 1959 dream of manufacturing molecules atom by atom has become partially realized. At IBM's Almaden Research Center, the scanning tunneling microscope allows scientists to view and manipulate individual atoms with unprecedented precision. This Nobel Prize-winning device uses a needle with a tip just one atom across to pass over material, detecting minute changes in electrical current as it encounters atoms. The same needle can then move these atoms precisely, enabling researchers to spell out words with individual atoms and create quantum dots for next-generation computing. Medical nanomachines coursing through our bloodstream may soon revolutionize healthcare. The smart pill, invented in 1992 by researchers at Proteus Digital Health, can be swallowed, tracked electronically, and instructed to deliver medicine to specific locations. Some contain miniature cameras to photograph internal organs, with external magnets guiding them to perform minor surgery without cutting the skin. These devices have already transformed gastrointestinal diagnosis and are being developed for cardiac and neurological applications. Even smaller are nanoparticles, molecular smart bombs that deliver cancer-fighting drugs directly to tumors. Unlike traditional chemotherapy, which bathes the entire body in toxins, nanoparticles sized between 10 to 100 nanometers can enter cancer cells through their irregular pores while bouncing harmlessly off normal blood cells. Recent innovations include gold nanoparticles that heat up under infrared light to destroy cancer cells, and quantum dots that illuminate tumors during surgery. Beyond passive nanoparticles are steerable nanocars that can be guided through the bloodstream. These sophisticated nanomachines respond to electric fields created by light, allowing researchers to steer them by pointing a flashlight in the desired direction. Some designs incorporate molecular motors powered by ATP, the same energy source used by living cells, while others use magnetic fields for propulsion. By mid-century, programmable matter may allow objects to change shape, color, and physical form at the push of a button, similar to the liquid metal T-1000 robot from Terminator 2. Intel researchers are developing CATOMs, claytronic atoms, tiny computer chips that can rearrange themselves by changing their surface electrical charges. These could enable shape-shifting smartphones, self-repairing materials, and adaptive architecture. Current prototypes are millimeter-sized, but researchers aim to shrink them to microscale dimensions. The environmental applications of nanotechnology are equally promising. Nano-engineered membranes can efficiently desalinate water, while carbon nanotubes can filter out pollutants. Quantum dot solar cells could dramatically improve solar energy efficiency, and nanocatalysts might enable artificial photosynthesis, converting CO2 back to fuel. We are approaching the end of the fossil fuel era, with profound implications for civilization. Our world consumes about 14 trillion watts of power, with 78% coming from oil, coal, and gas. M. King Hubbard accurately predicted in 1956 that U.S. oil production would peak between 1965-1971, and his prediction for global oil production peaking around 2006 may prove equally prescient. While no clear successor to oil has emerged, solar/hydrogen power, including solar, wind, and hydroelectric, shows the most promise. Though solar electricity currently costs several times more than coal-generated power, technological advances continue to drive costs down while fossil fuel prices rise. These curves are expected to cross within 10 to 15 years, after which market forces will accelerate the transition. Wind power has emerged as a major renewable energy source, growing from 17 billion watts worldwide in 2000 to 121 billion watts by 2008. Modern wind turbines bear little resemblance to old-fashioned windmills. Each can produce 5 megawatts, enough for a small village, with 100-foot blades turning almost frictionlessly. All energy ultimately derives from the sun. Even fossil fuels are essentially concentrated ancient sunlight. Solar cells convert sunlight directly into electricity through the photoelectric effect Einstein explained in 1905, but efficiency remains around 15% despite decades of research. Development has focused on both improving efficiency and reducing manufacturing and installation costs. By mid-century, fusion power may provide the ultimate solution to our energy crisis. Unlike fission, which splits uranium atoms and creates nuclear waste, fusion combines hydrogen atoms to release vastly more energy with minimal waste. Fusion powers the sun and stars and could provide unlimited clean energy using ordinary seawater as fuel. An 8-ounce glass of water contains energy equivalent to 500,000 barrels of petroleum. While room-temperature superconductors could produce supermagnets capable of lifting vehicles above the ground, eliminating friction that consumes most of our fuel, this technology could revolutionize transportation and enable miniaturization of medical devices like MRI machines. By 2100, humanity will stand at the threshold of a new era of space exploration, reaching for the stars that seem tantalizingly close yet remain distant. While robotic exploration will flourish, manned space travel will progress more slowly. We're like someone reaching for the stars with arms outstretched while feet remain mired in mud. Our vision exceeds our current capabilities. The robotic exploration of space has dramatically expanded humanity's horizons, with the search for Earth-like planets becoming space science's holy grail. About 500 exoplanets have been discovered so far, primarily Jupiter-sized giants detected through star wobbles. The 2009 Kepler mission and 2006 Corot satellite changed everything by detecting tiny light fluctuations when planets cross their stars, potentially identifying hundreds of Earth-sized planets. Scientists once believed life could only exist in the Goldilocks zone, where planets are neither too hot nor cold for liquid water. Europa changed everything. This Jovian moon, discovered by Galileo in 1610, harbors an ocean beneath its icy surface with twice the volume of Earth's oceans. The water remains liquid due to tidal forces. Jupiter's gravity squeezes Europa in different directions, creating friction and heat. While manned missions continue to advance space exploration, they face much greater hurdles due to staggering costs. After the 1969 moon landing, our space dreams collapsed primarily because of expense. It cost $10,000 per pound to reach near-Earth orbit, $100,000 per pound to reach the moon, and $1 million per pound to reach Mars. The discovery of ancient ice on the moon has been a game-changer for lunar exploration. In 2009, NASA's LC-CROSS probe and its Centaur booster rocket crashed into the moon's south polar region, revealing about 24 gallons of water in the resulting plume. By 2010, scientists announced the shocking discovery that 5% of the debris contained water, making parts of the moon wetter than the Sahara Desert. By century's end, nanotechnology might enable the fabled space elevator, a carbon nanotube fiber thousands of miles long that would revolutionize space economics. First conceptualized by Konstantin Tsiolkovsky in 1895 as a celestial castle, the idea seemed impossible until carbon nanotubes offered sufficient tensile strength. The challenge remains creating pure nanotube cables 50,000 miles long, when scientists have only produced centimeters of pure material. After New Year's Eve partying, you're awakened by Molly, your AI assistant, summoning you to the office. Your morning routine involves bathroom sensors analyzing your bodily fluids for disease markers, telepathically controlling your home systems, and checking headlines through internet-connected contact lenses. News items include Mars colonization efforts, Starship launches using nanobots, extinct animals being revived through DNA technology, space elevator tourism, aging fusion plants, and a dangerous new Amazon virus. At your construction company headquarters, biometric scanners identify you instantly. In a mixed physical holographic meeting, your boss reveals that robots sent to repair Manhattan's dikes have failed. Your team must organize human-controlled robot repair crews where workers in pods telepathically operate robots' underwater technology you helped design and that's already used for moon base operations. After an exhausting day fixing the leak and deactivating experimental quantum robots, you return home to receive a message from your AI doctor. During a routine MRI scan using a cell phone-sized device, your doctor delivers shocking news. Cancer has been detected in your pancreas, a disease thought long cured and nearly forgotten. Dr. Brown explains that cancer was never truly cured, merely held at bay like the common cold, and nanoparticles will be dispatched to eliminate the few hundred cancer cells before they form what was once called a tumor, a term that has virtually disappeared from common language. You visit the mall to buy a robot pet for your nephew Kevin, where robot clerks assist customers but still lack understanding of human psychology. Before your date with Karen, you quickly remodel your apartment using programmable matter. Furniture dissolves into putty-like substance before reforming into new designs, while intelligent wallpaper changes patterns with a wave of your hand. Your date with Karen reveals she's a successful artist and web designer who proudly employs no robots in her creative work, believing imagination remains uniquely human. Later, troubled by questions about mortality, you consult Dr. Brown, who explains you're part of the first generation genetically reprogrammed to live longer, with organs biologically 30 years old, despite being chronologically 72. A year later, Karen is pregnant, but her doctors assure her it's safe to ride the space elevator recently opened to tourists. As you ascend, you watch the scenery transform. Fluffy clouds give way to purple sky turning to deep black, with stars blazing in their full splendor. The elevator stops about 100 miles up, offering a breathtaking view of oceans, continents, and megacity lights shining into space. The Earth appears so serene that national borders seem quaint and irrelevant in this age of instantaneous communication. With Karen's head on your shoulder, you realize you're witnessing the birth of a planetary civilization, one your child will join as among its first citizens.